927 4CC. G'day to Sergeant Wayne Butcher. How's things, mate?
Oh, you know, it's a bit depressing to wake up on a Monday morning when the Broncos don't win 3 in a row, but, you know, we're still kicking along and we're still moving, but anyway.
You're talking about the footy here?
Yeah.
How'd the Cowboys go?
They went.
How'd the Cowboys
luckily, I was working, so I didn't get to watch too much of it.
Up against the Broncos. I thought you were going to say then they were lucky.
They were a better team.
Mate, I've heard you on our local news. There's been a breakthrough on that copper wire theft that we've been talking over the last couple of months.
Yeah, we sort of slowed down the run of the theft of it because we've taken out the bloke who goes and cashes it in and pawns it for them all. So the day's going, investigations continue. We'll fix a lot of that up now that we know who's getting rid of it and where it's going to and what's happening. But it's a great start. We've already got 2 or 3 people in custody in relation to that, and they'll be appearing in court in the next couple of weeks. So great breakthrough and a lot of good work by our property team and the police in Gladstone in general.
Yeah, and the general public too, mate, also contributed to that with the My Police Gladstone Facebook page and Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely, it's been fantastic. Just little things, messages come in from Crime Stoppers about their neighbour, bin fulls of copper cabling, every little bit helps, so it's awesome.
Traffic offences, you had a bit of a sting on the Bruce Highway around Merionvale, and quite a few people got caught speeding.
Yeah, between Gingin and Merionvale, I think they had 35 tickets for speeding over the weekend, just a little spillway done down that way, so obviously, the message isn't really getting through, but police are out and about, and they will be enforcing fatal fire, especially driver distraction with seatbelts and mobile phones and the like, and also the speeding, which is, put all three together, and you're looking at, as we see in the news every day, tragic consequences of traffic crashes and the like. So.
Yeah, and be ramping up too, mate, as we get closer to the school holidays and the Easter period.
So school holidays start this week at the end of the week, so a lot of people will be going away for holidays, so make sure you get your trip sorted, take your breaks and make sure you get there safely, because as we've said numerous times, the last thing you want to do is see us knocking on your door telling you one of your loved ones isn't coming home. So.
And finally, mates, there's been an increase in domestic violence in the region. Is that right? Did I read that right?
It's not an increase. It's just more of a 60% of police work at the moment, just investigating, dealing with domestic violence. So it is a massive draw on the police resources, and not just the police. It's other emergency services. It's other community services like the women's health and men's health and all that sort of stuff. So it's something that the government is working on. I know they're working hard to try and get it right, but just want to make sure that those who are vulnerable in a position where that they think that they've got no hope, well, they do, because we now have numerous agencies and different resources that if you're in a relationship that you know is toxic and no good for you, you now have that opportunity to get out and get out safe.
Yeah.
If you are in that position, give Women's Health a call. Give the police a call. We can't help you because the last thing we want to do, again, is go to a job where, this has been going on for a while and nothing's been said and we're going to someone who's died. Mm. Even if you want to give me a ring, if you're in a position where you don't know what to do, give me a call. I don't mind. I'll take your call any day of the week.
Okay, and I've got your number, so get in touch with me and I can pass it on then, eh?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Wayne, thank you, mate, for your time once again. Of course, if anybody's got any details, information, if you can help the police out, the My Police Facebook pages right across the region have just been sensational. I know that you're very happy with how that's all panned out. And also they can ring Crime Stoppers, Butcher.
Crime Stoppers and Police Link. So 1-800-333-0013-1444. So jump on board. Now, even the police website's got heaps of information. If you haven't got Facebook, you want to jump on and see what we've got, especially recruiting. We're still recruiting actively. So jump on board and see what you need to do to be a police officer.
I failed. See you, mate.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Sergeant Way Butcher there. That full interview, too, if you want to share it around, we'll be up on our website and also our Facebook page, 4CC.